Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to episode number 72 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good scene too. Last week I did hole in my eye because I had a corneal abrasion. It was horrific. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. And I actually reopened the abrasion a couple of days after I recorded it, which was awful. I was taking off mascara and I was rubbing my eye and I opened it again. So I had another 24 hours, maybe not quite as bad as the first abrasion, but nearly as bad. But I had all the drugs this time ready to go. I was still on the antibiotics and stuff like that for the eye drops. So it was all good, but I did have a major setback and I'm going to mind my eyes for ever and ever. Amen. This week, I'm not going to heal any holes, but I am going filming. I've just arrived in West Cork. And I'm filming a thing called Holding, Holding, a book by Graham Norton, being made into a four-part series for ITV. And I'm super excited, playing a small role, but there are legends on this show, like Brenda Fricker, Oscar winner, Siobhan McSweeney from Derry Girls, Conleth Hill from Game of Thrones, Jamie Isaac, she's from Young Offenders, the beautiful, beautiful young black girl in that. Michael Fry, he's a comedian. Polly McGlynn playing a lovely role. She is the tea lady from Father Ted. Amy Conroy, gorgeous actress. Charlene McKenna, Helen Behan, Carol Quinn, Pat Kinavan, he's gas. Have I missed anyone? I said Brenda Fricker, didn't I? Yeah. Anyway, I don't know who I'm going to meet, so I'm heading into my hotel now in a minute. And I'm shooting tomorrow, but the big highlight is going to be being directed by Kathy Burke. She is from Nil by Mouth and a million other things, and she's phenomenal. Yeah, so I will be a little bit jaw on the ground when I see her. So yeah, I'll keep you posted. I'm going to head in now. Might meet some people in the hotel, or else I'll just go to my bed and have a bath. All right, talk to you soon. Well, I went for a lovely walk around Skibbereen, and who did I bump into? Only the lovely Amy Conroy and Pauline McGlynn. So I had a little whiskey with them, which was gorgeous. And I'm now going off to bed so that I'm ready for tomorrow. Get rid of me burnt holes in a blanket. My sister kindly told me earlier that I looked knackered. As you do when you've had corneal abrasion in your eye for the last week. But feck it, at least I can see. And I am very excited about tomorrow because my mother was so fond of Graham Norton. She had him, I've told you this before, but he was her screensaver for the last 4 years of her life on her phone. Yeah, so that is exciting. And I found the book, The Holding in the Attic, that she had got. I think she got it from him when she was down in Bantry or Bendon, meeting him at Ark House. Anyway, the book was in the attic I found recently, so there we go. So yeah, off to bed, early start tomorrow, and yeah, onwards and upwards. I had such a laugh with Pauline McGlynn tonight and Amy Conroy. I tell you, they're funny ladies. So I have my wellies on anyway, and my designer suit for Detective Inspector Norma Casey. And I am heading out. They've given me a hairpiece and all because they've realised I'm half feckin' bald. That's great. I look like I've a head of hair on me. And yeah, heading out now. Might ask some of the actors if they'll give an old comment on Holding. Check if they've any holes that need to be healed. Actually, I see some of them coming now. Oh no, that's not them. Right. I'm sharing a four-way caravan boot with Demi, the girl from Young Offenders. She is a tonic. She is just blooming hilarious. She thought I'd come back from a jog this morning because I was in my usual shorts and t-shirt. I told her I just don't know how to dress myself. Pauline McGlynn asked me, did I not have time to dress myself? Do I want to go back in? Anyway. So I'm here with Michael Fry, better known on Instagram as Big Dirty Fry. He's got like thousands and thousands of followers. I've got, you know, just you guys. And we're here on the set of Holding. So for episode 72 of my podcast, I'm going to do Holding.
Okay, good.
So could you, Michael, as a comedian, say something funny?
Okay, welcome back to Holding Talk with me, Michael Holding. That's my whole thing.
So who are you playing?
I'm playing Alan Doddy. He's a journalist. So I have a very small role, but I'm here nonetheless. So
it couldn't be smaller than my role now.
I don't know. I've been committed to film already, so they now can't get rid of me, which is grand.
Well, they can. They got rid of Pippa in Home and Away.
Oh, we usually, like in Australian soaps, they replace people with different actors sometimes
yeah.
as well.
I don't know if you've ever seen that. That's what I mean. Yeah. We can get rid of you, like.
Oh, and just have a different man.
Just get a different man to do the rest of it.
A very generic face. Yeah. It could be replaced with anybody.
So keep working hard, like.
Well, I'm trying to.
Have you loads of lines today?
I have my one line, but it's four lines long, I think.
Okay. And have you seen Graham Norton around set yet?
I haven't. I missed him because he was on like the table read apparently. But they didn't invite me to that because I'm not main cast. So.
And did he cast you, or was it the director Kathy Burke cast you?
It was Kathy Burke, I think.
Oh my god!
Yeah, she told me she has. That was her. So.
She knows you exist.
She knows who I am, which is insane. Okay. You know.
Do you have more followers on Twitter or Instagram?
Twitter.
Okay, so you have more followers on Twitter, and that's where you put up all your funny music videos.
Yes, yeah. I try to use both. I'm trying to increase Instagram because that's where the money is. So.
Okay, and are they going to incorporate your funnies and your music into this show, or are you just playing the journalist?
You'll have to wait and see. You'll have to wait and see. Yeah.
You never know what could happen.
You don't know.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And have you met anyone random around West Cork, around here? Any big stars?
Any famous celebrities, such
Olympians
as?
Olympians or film stars?
I actually, I met the rest of the cast there outside the hotel room. And there was like these other two men beside them, and I was like, are these guys actors as well? And one of the women was like, that's Jeremy Irons. Jeremy Irons is just hanging around. He just lives here somewhere.
Oh my god, he lives nearby, like, doesn't he?
I wouldn't mind, but I watched him in the Famine Museum like half an hour beforehand doing like the narration or whatever, so I was like, how did I not recognise
the Famine Museum?
Yeah, across the road from the hotel
there is a Famine Museum.
It's a Famine Museum, yeah. It's really upsetting.
Skinny bodies.
About Skibbereen, apparently it was one of the worst hit places for the famine in all of Ireland.
It just looked like Eaters Anonymous.
I don't even want to joke about it.
Okay, it's really bad. I should have a look.
Yeah. But what they do have is they have like a wildlife exhibit beside it. So do the famine thing and then go calm down watching all the fish and the lobsters or whatever
else. This is in Skibbereen, yeah. And so Jeremy was doing the narration there and you bumped into him on the bridge in Skibbereen.
He was literally on the bridge. Yeah.
Wow.
But I just thought, why would Jeremy Irons be here? I just thought it was some man who looked like Jeremy Irons. Jeremy Irons is
on a film at the moment anywhere? Is he coming off something?
I don't know. I wasn't even talking to him. I was just so embarrassed I didn't recognise him. I ran away. So
anyone else? Any other floaters around? Did you meet any of the Olympians?
None of the Olympians, no. Although Skibbereen's covered in paraphernalia for the Olympics, and congratulations the O'Donovan brothers and stuff. So
there's a lot of GAA flags too, but being a Cork person myself, we're pure shite this year.
Well, I know nothing about GAA, so
you know nothing about GAA. Well, then we'll move on.
Wiser.
Okay, so you're enjoying your time anyway on Holding?
I am. Yeah. I feel like I've been invited on, and I'm not qualified to be here, but it's fun.
Well, I would shut your funny face.
Yeah.
Because if Kathy Burke, the legend, invited you to be part of it, you are my hero.
Yeah. It's a bit of validation, I suppose.
Right, so you didn't ride your way onto the set, right?
No. Well, I wouldn't say if I did, would I?
Right, so. And give us your Cork accent there.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. What do Cork people say? Are you from Cork? I am a roo. Do you eat spuds? I do you. How do you eat them? Skins and all. Do you choke? Not at all.
You're going to have to give me something short.
All right. Don't you, boy? Brilliant. Well done, Michael. Thank you very much. So we're here on the set of Holding, and this week my podcast of Heal Your Hole with Norma Sheehan is called Holding. So as opposed to smelly hole, hairy hole, itchy hole on other weeks, it's quite clean this week. And I'm in the cab here with some of the actors, and we've met a lovely driver, Vincent, from Ballylickey. Are you driving for the whole job, Vincent?
Yeah.
And how is it? Have you met any arseholes down here, or is everyone decent enough?
Sound enough so far.
Sound enough. Have you met Graham Norton?
No.
Have you met Kathy Burke, the director?
No.
Jesus, we'll send her out to you in a minute. And Clinton, you're in the scene with me now in a minute. Will you help me with my lines?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Okay, good. Am I being too loud?
You never okay. know with these yeah. jobs.
Okay, and next to me I have Demi. I have Vid Demi. Demi, give me your full name so I don't...
Demi Isaac Oviale.
Okay. Demi Isaac... Demi Isaac.
Demi Isaac Oviale.
Like Demi over Isaac over and out. Oviale,
yeah,
okay. All right, I'll get back to you, Demi. Right, we're told to shut the fuck up, shut our holes, so I'm back to Demi. So Demi is playing... Who are you playing and holding? She doesn't know who she's playing.
They changed my character's name.
Okay. Aoife. They're now going to call her Demi Isaac.
Over that way. Over and out.
Why can't I get it?
Over that way. Over that way.
How do you spell it?
Oviawe.
Okay, that's easy enough. Now, your character is very interesting, isn't it?
She's very interesting, yeah.
You kind of play interesting characters, don't you?
Oh, you're making me really nervous. Yeah, I do.
Demi, by the way, it was in The Young Offenders. She did all 18 episodes, didn't you? Pretty much. Wasn't it 18 episodes you didn't? No more. Sorry, 20 something episodes. 20. Anyway, The Young Offenders is an amazing show.
18?
Look, don't worry about it.
12 plus 6 as well.
Look, you were very good in it. Did you win awards for The Young Offenders?
I did not. Oh, I didn't.
Did you not?
No.
Well, I'd give you an award if I had one. And how many dirty young fellas did you have to snog in The Young Offenders?
Two.
The same.
And I rode one of them as well.
The same two. But there was no penetration.
No,
it was all acty stuff.
Of course.
Acty stuff, yeah. Because you don't get paid enough for that.
No, that's a completely different type of movie.
Yeah, different kind of movie.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, over and out. So this week on the podcast of Heal Your Hole with Norma Sheehan, I'm running out of topics at this stage. We've done leaky hole, hairy hole, smelly hole. And because I'm on hole ding, it's going to be called hole ding. And I'm here with some of the cast. Does anyone have a hole in their life they need healed?
I'm eating my lunch. I want you to shut your hole.
Oh. Now that would be Conleth Hill of the
Game of Thorns
many years. And he's playing guard of something in hole ding. He's a moody fucker. How do they allow you in this job? How did that
what
come about?
What part of I don't want to talk to you did you not understand me?
Sorry, what language are you talking?
Move this woman.
Okay, and now we have Pauline McGlynn. Have you a part in this show?
I'm a national treasure. Go away from me. Leave me alone.
God.
Take her away. Someone take this woman away.
So I'm hoping to push
her. How did she get in here?
I'm hoping to push her off a bridge and replace her. She's playing. I think you're playing the. You're the lead, aren't you, Pauline?
Certainly in my head, I am. Yes.
Very good. Okay, everyone's left, so I'm just going to turn this off now. Hello guys, I've just finished my little stint on holding and I had a lovely time, but you guys are in and out a lot, are you doing a lot on it?
Today was a one day in front of the camera, but yeah. I will be behind the scenes in the costume.
And your name is Aoife?
Aoife Nolan.
Aoife Nolan,
yeah,
right.
Sorry.
So today was your only day in front of the camera?
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah, just as an extra.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
And what are you going to do behind the cameras for busy days?
For busy days, just helping hand in the costume department as a daily. So just
and
running
around.
And
what's your background in costume then?
Originally, I trained in the Grafton Academy and my background is opera, actually, theatre and street theatre. So I've done a bit behind the camera as well, but more for documentaries. So this is my first time working in costume for a TV series.
For
so
TV series.
But yeah.
Where did you do the opera? You didn't go to Wexford, or was it mainly around the area?
No, it was actually
area?
In Cork, in the Opera House.
Brilliant.
There was a company there, the Irish Opera Repertory Company. So okay. we did a few big productions.
Because opera is the hardest thing to do.
Is it? Well, I didn't know.
For hair, I think hair-wise and costume-wise.
Well, I got a baptism of fire then. Yeah. I was lucky. It was
That's
my first
hard
job.
I've never done opera, obviously. I just recorded a musical last week.
Oh, wow.
Angela's Ashes. And it's live
Excellent.
Streaming this week around the world in America and stuff.
Well done.
Now, I've only a bit of half a voice, but we recorded in the Olympia.
I'll keep an ear and an eye out
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, Emer was the costumes on that and Shannon. She's
Excellent.
Brilliant. And you're
Declan Kieran,
and you are you local as well?
I'm from Bendon normally, yeah.
Bendon. How did you get sucked into all this?
It was actually through a friend. He was here last week. He did, I think, 5 days as an extra.
Yeah.
And he just informed me. I've always wanted to do something like this.
Yeah.
Just have the experience. And he put me in contact with Shane here.
Yeah.
And so, I just came today. He rang me and he said that I had an extra part. So I came in today and I loved it.
Would you have known any of the, like, for me, Kathy Burke, the director.
Kathy Burke,
she
yeah.
blows my brain altogether. Like, that's
and
next
Pauline,
level.
Pauline,
yeah, who's yeah. the tea lady from Father Ted. Yeah, yeah, Pauline McLean, yeah. she's, yeah. And yeah. would you have known Conlett from
yes.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Years of that,
Thrones, yeah.
yeah. So there's such a plethora of yeah. gorgeous people.
There is, yeah.
Have you seen Graham Norton around? Apparently he's been in and out a bit, but he was
very busy, you know. Yeah. Very busy, hard at work.
Yeah, we're hard at work.
Busy standing there.
But you haven't seen him floating around?
No, I'll be busy looking for him from now on, now that I know he's
well,
around.
Well, he was here for the table read and the start of it, but sure, he has to work hard in yeah. England all
Someone
the time.
Someone said he'd probably come for the rap party when it's wrapping up.
Do you know what? I might feckin' turn up to that.
Yeah, I'd
if I get
be
an
there
invite.
For that.
I'm a bit
there.
Of a party animal. Everyone thinks I do drugs and I don't.
Oh, you're a last man standing kind of a
yeah,
person.
Yeah, I am.
Same.
God love us and yeah. save us. And then I offer to drive everyone home and no one wants to get into the car with me. They don't
I'm
know
the
that
same.
I'm only like, oh no, I've only had yeah. a belly gown. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Are you a bit like that?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so you've loved your time on it.
Oh yeah, the vibe, the atmosphere, just such a good
yeah.
place to work.
Because I've
really
been on
nice.
A few wonky jobs where
you?
Just where they'd be someone not happy or they're under too much pressure, and they should be under pressure yeah. here because they've had incidences.
I'd be honest, like everyone there today looks so happy. They're all laughing and joking and there was no one like being rude or anything like that.
Yeah.
They were all happy and being nice to everyone. It was great.
I fucked up on one or two of the takes. Just, I don't know, I got left at the wrong time or said the wrong line, and the director never made me feel so, there's no point in giving out to someone because that'll make them worse. All she said was, we could watch you all day making this, you know, doing that, whatever. But and then Conlith goes, yeah, but for fuck's sake, don't take all day. So there was a lovely vibe.
Yeah,
absolutely
really nice.
Absolutely,
and the job
lovely.
Got done, so
yeah,
that's
yeah. And that's the only way Graham would want it as well. So yeah. Anyway, all right, lovely talking to you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Aoife. Thank you. So I'm here talking to some local ladies in where are we? We're in Drumalee, aren't we?
Drumalee.
I've been in a few different towns today.
Railway
oh, we're in the railway yard, yeah. right. And are you three from Drumalee?
Yeah. yeah.
So I'm from Whitechurch, which is blinking, you'll miss it, up near Mallow, Carrignavar direction. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I love this side of Cork, but it's an awful distance. When I come down from Dublin, it's 2 and a bit hours. But like, to find these beautiful parts, you have to travel again,
yeah.
don't you?
You have to go a bit further, yeah.
The journey begins, I suppose, from you go to Cork, no problem, from Dublin.
Yeah.
But just when you go to Cork and to arrive down in Drumalee, it's an hour and a half.
Is it another hour and a half?
An hour and 20 minutes, I suppose,
yeah.
from the city.
And then if you get stuck behind a tractor.
Oh, sure.
Good luck.
Good luck.
And you laugh at me now. Don't tell my family this. I'm a Corkonian. Didn't I put in sat-nav yesterday coming from Cork? And ended up driving through people's feckin' farms and stuff.
Country roads.
That sat-nav is terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all country roads.
I see you have a baby here. Have you anything to do with the filming of Holding?
No. But it's great to see all the activity around.
Right. And have you seen any stars around?
Well, I actually was missing last week now, but a few.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen Brenda Fricker?
I didn't see.
No, we've seen Pauline McGlynn, all right.
Yeah, and Brenda Fricker's around. And the woman from Derry Girls, Siobhan.
I haven't seen her, no.
Yeah, she's playing.
I saw her, all right, the week before last. Was it Thursday night?
No, it's common knowledge. She's had an accident. She's broken her leg and she's had three operations.
Oh,
yeah.
Hope she'll be okay.
Yeah, oh, geez, there's loads of tractors passing, isn't there? Her name is Siobhan and she's playing, like, she's one of the leads, but everything's been upscuttled because the poor thing fell off her bike.
Oh, no.
She's had three knee operations.
She will be back
because she's fabulous. She's just
brilliant.
Yeah, do you know her from Derry Girls?
I do,
she's
yeah.
The nun from which is from Cork.
Yeah,
she's phenomenal.
Oh, we'll be looking forward to seeing it and seeing Drumalee
but
and
they are looking for people if you could be arsed hanging. No, you're busy with the baby, obviously.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, she's in mind and I'm going back to school, so that's no good to you.
You're going back to school.
Yeah.
What's your line of?
I work as a special needs assistant in Bentry.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So full time back this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. My own gang are. Am I stopping them coming in here now?
No.
No, grand. I got one of mine ready for school on Monday. I was coming down here Sunday night, got her ready for school on Monday, and lastminute.com realised she wasn't into Tuesday.
Oh.
Anyway. They'll get there in the end. Anyway, lovely talking to you, ladies.
And you too.
All right.
Best of luck with everything else now.
Yeah, I'm going off to film something else tomorrow, playing an alcoholic teacher up in Dublin.
Well, that's a wrap for me from Holding in West Cork. Dream League. I'm driving out of here now, heading back to the big smoke to play another role tomorrow, which I'll learn my lines on the car on the way up. So if you enjoyed the episode from all the gang on Holding, tell your friends. If you didn't enjoy the episode, shut your hole. And yeah, Jeremy Irons was apparently just back from shooting something with Lady Gaga back in West Cork. And Kathy Burke, oh my God, what a treat. I fecked up one or two of the takes, as you do. She was just like, oh, I love, I could look at your face all day. She was just make you feel so relaxed. Someone else's phone went off. Don't worry, happens to us all. You know, just absolute dreamboat. And there was a guy there who, like, I didn't know who he was. I don't know what he was doing there. Turns out he was the showrunner. His name is Dominic Treadwell Collins, apparently one of the biggest legends in TV. Yeah, I had heard of him, but I didn't recognise his face. And yeah, so he was a god wandering around. But being as nice as Kathy, they were just absolute dreamboats. Conleth Hill, he's a brat, but he's bloody brilliant in it. He actually came up to me with some ideas during the day. I toured with him before. He's the guy from Game of Thrones. He was the monk in that. And he's just so freaking talented. He'd be a great director, actually, as well. Who else was... Polly McLean, I actually nearly urinated myself today because she's just on it all day long. I don't know, she must sleep about 12 hours at night like a baby because she's just so much energy by day. And Demi, tonic, absolute tonic. And Michael Fry, check him out on Twitter and Insta. He's bloody great. So over and out till next week. Thank you for listening and... I'm not sure, I'll find some other hole to look at next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.